This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Doug Smith, a traveler, health nut, and entrepreneur who owns multiple companies that manufacture and retail dietary supplements and health foods. Mr. Smith, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, why do you think nutritional customization is a key to ultimate well-being?
Well, I mean, not all sizes fit, one person. Basically, you go to a dietary supplement store or a grocery store, and there's a set product, and that product might work for a few people, but it doesn't work for everyone. So, the idea around True Nutrition, our company, is really customized nutrition to the individual, because everybody's, we're all humans, but we're all different. We have different objectives. Some of us are plant-based. Some of us have different dietary restrictions and what have you. And that's why customizing, products is super crucial.
Definitely appreciate your explanation and input there. Much appreciated and most helpful, and makes a lot of sense as well. Now, you invest in sourcing quality ingredients versus packaging and marketing. Why did you make this decision, and does it benefit long-term? Get into some of those details.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of products out there that it's about making money first, and it's not about health first. And I think we've always been structured that myself and my partner, we're really customer one and two first. So obviously we're taking all this stuff. So I don't want to be consuming something that's substandard or something that isn't high of quality. So basically what we do, since we're not really a marketing company, we're really a nutrition company first. We put more money into sourcing of materials, testing of those materials, and making sure that, the products are efficacious and legitimately what they say they are. And marketing's kind of second. And I think, we've been doing this for almost 20 years now. And I think there's longevity when you have those ethos as a company where you're about helping people first, then obviously hoping to make a few bucks so you can survive after the fact.
Thanks for that, and that's quite impressive, the direction that you're going as well. Now, Mr. Smith, I'd be curious, what is your favorite personal True Nutrition product?
Yeah, I think, it's always ever-changing. We literally have, I think it's, when we did the math, there's 17 billion different combinations of products that you can create and make at TrueNutrition.com, from different protein powders, fats, carbohydrates, greens, vegetable powders, the whole deal. But I think, if you, depending on when you ask me, it's changed over the years, but I think currently, my big ones are basically a variety of different collagen powders, protein powders, which have always been kind of a fundamental of my health journey over the last 25 years, as well as probably our vitamin D capsules.
And of course, mentioning your favorites certainly will have folks anxious to go visit the website, and we'll certainly give you listeners that information in just a minute. Today, we're with Doug Smith, a traveler, health nut, and entrepreneur who owns multiple companies that manufacture and retail dietary supplements and health foods. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Supplement Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, of course, you knew we were going to ask about COVID-19. How has COVID-19 affected your business directly?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Definitely, since we're primarily direct-to-consumer, and it seems that people are ordering online more than actually going into a store, our business has naturally grown ever since, about March when everything started shutting down. So it's been an interesting journey because we are in California, and California was kind of the first state to basically lock down everything. We were fortunate enough to stay, as an essential business because we also manufacture foods as well. So it was kind of all hands on deck, making sure our team is safe and calm. But the reality is we're in a clean room environment. So prior to this whole thing, we had PPE. It was normal for us. So yeah, sales were definitely up. The behavior of our customers changed slightly. They shifted away from a lot of the dietary supplements that are ergonomic aids for, you know, recovery from the gym or pre-workout stuff, and they more shifted towards, you know, dry good powders like foods, oatmeals, things like that. But yeah, it's been interesting, and we're still kind of going day by day and seeing what the requirements and needs are of, you know, our customer base. So it's been interesting.
Yeah, the consumer needs have certainly changed and more geared towards health, and you're certainly in the right place at the right time in those regards. Now, as we mentioned, you're a world adventurer. Describe a trip that ultimately resulted in you improving as a CEO when you returned home. Love to hear some highlights on that.
Yeah, I'm a big traveler. I always say that when I travel and I go somewhere, it makes me a better person because you get to see how other people live. I don't usually travel like some people when they go on vacation. I usually say I need to take a vacation from my vacation when I get home. Most of my trips are super active, either climbing mountains or different variety of climbing up mountains, skiing down. So they're fairly stressful, but they're usually in locations that are third world in nature. And the interesting part is you get to meet all these peoples and these cultures, and you start realizing we're all really the same. We're very alike, but at the same time, culturally very different. And I think when I'm allowed, you know, to kind of escape and do these trips, I become much better suited for my friends and family, as well as, you know, my team back at work, because you just see the bigger picture. I think you're not like kind of trapped into your own little world.
Trips definitely make a difference in getting you back in the zone with your profession and your career, and really appreciate some of the details there coming from you personally. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I really appreciate the opportunity, you know, to chat with you guys.
And Mr. Smith, really appreciate it as well, and thanks for coming out and spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get more information on True Nutrition online and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, the best place to go is just, you know, truenutrition.com, you know, and obviously search True Nutrition on any social media, and we've got a ton of YouTube videos and Instagram, Facebook, and what have you. We're pretty easy to find, and yeah, if you wanted to look at reviews of us, just put us in Google. We've got a pretty glowing reputation over the last 17 years.
Again, Mr. Smith, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. Doug Smith, a traveler, health nut, and entrepreneur who owns multiple companies that manufacture and retail dietary supplements and health foods. And for further details, visit TrueNutrition.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.